Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon is, well, we begin at the Old Testament lesson, verse 10. I will appoint a place for my people Israel and will plant them so that they may dwell in their own place and be disturbed no more. Verse 11. Moreover, the Lord declares to you that the Lord will make you a house. This is the text. And so we have the setting. And the setting is David is planning to build a house for God. He has been through a lot in his life, and God has been with him. And now, with rest in Jerusalem, having some peace, David says, wait a minute. I have all of these things. I have a palace. I have a wonderful life. I have all the blessings, and they came from God. But where's the house for God? It doesn't make any sense. I've got to build a house for the Lord. I've got to build a temple. And he plans some things out. He talks to Nathan. Nathan says, go ahead. And then God says to Nathan, no, you go back to David and you tell him no. What? No, you don't build me a house. I build you a house. That's the message. Now, David has been thinking, a house for the Lord. It's got to have stones and mortar and cedar beams and ornamentation, and he's got these plans, and he's all ready to go. And God says, no. No, 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 no. This is not how it works. You don't build a house for me, I build a house for you. What? Pastor, isn't this a strange text to preach on when we move into the new building and you've watched the people of the congregation? Electricians climbing up into above the ceiling and wiring things, correcting a bunch of stuff. Painters painting the walls. Thank you, Chris. Chris, the painting maniac. And picking out carpet and building the platform and on and on and on it goes. And then the cleaning and the arranging and the beautifying and a house for the Lord, a place where we can worship him, a place where we can gather. And God says, no. No, that's not how it works. You think that's how it works? To your eyes, it is exactly how it looks like it works, but no, 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 no. And then we wonder, what exactly is going on here? And God says, no, I'm building you a house. And at some point we realize God's not talking about stones and mortar and cedar beams. That's not what he's talking about, is it? We're good at the painting and the stones and the mortar and all of that, but that's not what it takes. And the kind of house that God builds can't be done in that way. Almost said, can't be done with human hands, but wait a minute on that also. And all of that leads us on through the rest of the Old Testament into the New Testament, and then we've got Mary, and she's going about her business, and Gabriel comes to her and greets her. It's an encounter with an angel. And see, at this point, Mary is going to get it exactly right. Because when the angel greets her and says, greetings, O favored one, Mary says, now, wait a minute, O favored one. What can this mean? She tried to discern, tried to puzzle it out, what kind of greeting this might be. What kind of favor had she earned from God? Why was she worthy of this greeting? She'd done nothing in her life. She was no different from any other young lady. Nothing to boast about in front of God. And here's an angel saying, greetings, O favored one. What can that possibly mean? Exactly right. Exactly right. She's not thinking, oh, I'm going to build great things for God. She's thinking, how and in what way can God be calling me favored? Ah. So there's the beginning of the building of the house that God builds. It's a house built not by human might and strength and wisdom and carpentry skills and all sorts of things like that. It's a house built by God Himself in sending His Son into the world so that His Son, with human hands, can build a house. And the house God is talking about is when He brings people from all of the nations into His family. That's the house. Not the stone and the mortar and the wood beams or anything like that. It's the people dwelling within the house. It's the gathering of people into the family of God to be part of the family of God and share in His blessings and in His joys and in His word. That's what He does. And it begins not by human beings searching out and chasing after God and taking hold of God and making Him our God. It begins by God sending a shepherd into this world, the good shepherd, to search for His sheep, to gather them from wherever they wander and call them home and bring them home and make them His and make us a part of His house. House that God builds, yes, it's made with human hands, but only two. And those hands stretched out to receive nails. That's the building of God's house. God's house begins when He sends His Son into the world, and there in a stable and in a manger, God begins to call His family together. From how many of the nations of the world? All of them. From how many generations? All of them. And that's you and that's me. And we're called together by God to be in His house and to receive His blessings. So being a part of God's family means gathering and hearing the Word of God. That's a theme that we have carried from month to month to month, the hearing of the Word of God. And you know, the hearing of the Word of God, when the Word of God comes to us, or when the Word of God fills a place, the Word of God changes things, doesn't it? When the Word of God is spoken, what happens? There's light. And the lame man walks, and the blind man sees, and the deaf man hears. And Lazarus doesn't stay in the tomb. When the Word of God fills a place, then hearts are changed. And God puts His name on us. And God puts his word into our ears and into our hearts. And when the word of God fills a place, then he takes bread and wine. And he speaks his word. And we take into our mouths and on our lips and on our tongues, we take into ourselves the body and blood of Jesus. And that word of God, why, it changes everything. Everything. Nothing is the same anymore when that word of God has swept through and has done its work. And in the coming of the word of God to us, God builds a house. The coming of the word of God to us, as the word of God with hands and feet stretches out his hands on the cross and says to his Father, Father, forgive them. And we are brought into the family of God. And that's what we celebrate. Because in just 4 days, it will be Christmas. We will be celebrating and singing the praises of God and telling that amazing part of that most amazing story ever. How God, born for us, laid in a manger, comes into the world, bringing the Word of God and changing everything. In Jesus' name. Amen.